The high school seniors each wrote an essay on "I Will Glorify My Lord Jesus in My Approach to Sexuality." I'd like to share with you this morning a few excerpts from a couple of those papers. When God created Adam and Eve, He wanted marriage to be only between one man and one woman. He said in Genesis 2, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And in 1 Corinthians 6, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." This means I will want to glorify God in my approach to sexuality. In 2013, there were roughly 26 births to every 1,000 teen girls ages 15 to 19. To me, this number is staggering. How can so many young children think that engaging in such activities is okay? To be fair, society as a whole today treats sex outside of marriage as a good way to get to know someone personally and romantically. Society says everyone's doing it, so why not you too? They treat sex as if it's something that can be shared with anyone. People think nothing of living together without being married. They wonder why anyone would want to get married without getting to know if you can live with the other person's habits. TV shows and movies show couples just introduced to each other, and the following scenes lead into sexual behavior. There are dirty jokes and music lyrics that are not God-pleasing. In 1 Corinthians 3, God tells us, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." This reminds us that we should not defile this temple with immoral thoughts or actions. And what if a child is conceived? It's sad to say, but in this day and age, abortion is legal. And very many people exercise their rights to use it. Many are adolescents, close to my age, who barely even scratch the surface on life, and they're already committing murder. According to recent studies, 24 in 1,000 teen girls will get an abortion every year. That's just outrageous. Many would-be mothers instead experience physically harmful side effects, besides the regret, guilt, and depression that often follow. So not only does abortion kill the baby, it causes the mother and everyone involved grief and sadness. Now, just because we see someone doing these things, it does not give us the right to raise our hands smugly and despise them. We should pray for them, that they may call upon God's name when they come to realize their sins. We need to tell them that they have sinned, and then tell them about the forgiveness that they've been given by God. This will hopefully lead them to repentance to the Holy Spirit. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1. When dating, we should be thinking of that as a time to get to know each other's personalities and character and be praying for God's guidance. When I'm tempted, I have to look to God's Word, which always helps strengthen faith and fight off the devil in our sinful flesh. Psalm 50, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Jesus also reminds me in John 14 that whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Thus, I can take everything to the Lord in prayer. This encourages me to know that God has the power to deliver me from temptation. He wants to fill me with such love for Him that I respond to temptation as Joseph did. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? He also wants me to know that if I do sin in my words or actions and feel guilt and shame, my Jesus promises forgiveness and peace of mind. 1 John 1, "The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 413, stanzas 5 and 6. 413, 5 and 6.